FM. FM. and they were the Soppy Softies at 7 for this week. Kicking us off was Eric Clapton and Wonderful Tonight. This song was originally featured on Eric Clapton's 1977 LP Slow Hand, and he wrote the track about his wife Patty Boyd while he was waiting for her to get ready to go to Paul and Linda McCartney's party. Do you know, Marcella Detroit, who went on to become half of Shakespeare's sister, and Yvonne Elliman provided backing vocals on that record. It wasn't released as a single, you know, until 1987, and then it didn't get anywhere near the top 40, peaking at number 81, although a live version was released as a single in 1991, and then it reached number 30. Next up, we heard George Michael and A Different Corner. This was George Michael's second solo release, and it became his second solo number one after, of course, Careless Whisper. That got to number one in 1986. George Michael was still in Wham when he wrote A Different Corner, but it wasn't released until around the time they were actually splitting up, when they called it a day. The record also made its number one in Canada, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal and Zimbabwe. Finally, we heard Bernard Butler and Stay. That was Bernard Butler's first solo release after he departed from Suede. It just missed out on the top 10, peaking at number 12, and it remains his biggest solo hit. Bernard Butler wrote and produced the record himself. And, you know, listen to this. When it was released, a review in Select magazine said it was a cross between The Beatles' Dear Prudence, Oasis' Whatever, and Paul Weller's Changing Man. And you can kind of get that vibe from it. It's kind of got everything going on in it, hasn't it? It's a really good record. Okay, if you are a regular listener to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, you'll know that after the Soppy Softies at 7, we have a little bit of a change of direction, and this week is no different.
And now for something completely different.
Oh,
There we go, two songs back to back. A little bit of a change of direction after the Soppy Softies at seven. We just heard Then Jericho and The Motive. That was their fourth single release, but their first to break into the top 40. It snuck into the top 20, peaking at number 18. The band wrote the track and it was co-produced by lead singer Mark Shaw. It's actually song number 5 on their debut album, First, The Sound of Music. And you know what? They're actually playing an acoustic set in Pizza Express, of all places, in Holborn in March. And tickets are still available if you would like to go along. Before that, we heard Iron Maiden and Running Free. You know, Running Free was Iron Maiden's debut single release in 1980. It peaked at number 34 in the charts, and it was written by guitarist Steve Harris and original vocalist Paul Di'Anno. And unfortunately, Iron Maiden had to sack Paul Di'Anno, I think it was the following year, in 1981. He was replaced by current vocalist Bruce Dickinson. Of course, Steve Harris is famously a West Ham fan, as are most of Iron Maiden, I think. Okay, Molly Cullen. Molly Cullen, Little Mosca, are you listening? Because this song is for you. It is, of course, the Queen of Pop. And it's for my niece, listening in Coventry, Molly Cullen. That was, of course, the Queen of Pop, Madonna, and Material Girl. Do you know, that was her, let's have a look, 5th single release in the UK in 1985, and it peaked at number 3 in the charts. Interestingly enough, her previous single, Like a Virgin, that also peaked at number 3 in the charts. And, of course, I played that for my niece in Coventry, Little Mosca, or Molly Cullen to give her a real name. Little Mosca, that one was all for you. So now what we need to do, it's time for this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
It's the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
Okay, I've got 3 clues for you. This week it's really tough. And I've made it tough because I think last week's one was just too easy. Was it last week or the week before? One of them, just too easy. Anyway, so clue number 1. This is for 100 points. She was born Angela Trimble in Miami, Florida in 1945. So born Angela Trimble in Miami, Florida in 1945. That is for 100 points in this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. Now, it is time for the birthday bonanza. 3 artists who are celebrating their birthday this weekend. Now, the first one was celebrating his birthday yesterday. He is an artist you know very well, but can you recognise him from this record? Have a listen.
I'm gonna shake you, whip you up with friends in your heart. I'm gonna break you, make you wish you loved me from the start. Yeah, like a ragdoll, baby, I'm gonna play you, shock you, lady. Then I'm gonna shake you, baby girl, oh my baby girl. Till you want me like I want you, until you love me like I love you. I'm gonna shake you, rain down kisses on your pretty head. Yeah, I'm gonna chase you, baby, then I'm gonna
genuinely have no idea how that wasn't a hit. I think it's really good. And it is someone that you know very well who was celebrating his birthday yesterday. It was, in fact, Andrew Ridgeley from Wham. That was his solo release, and it's called Shake. And as far as I'm aware, it's the only record he released as a solo artist. It didn't even trouble the top 40 because it only peaked at number 58 in 1990. Do you know, Andrew Ridgeley co-wrote the song along with David Austin. Now, David Austin, you might remember or might know, was a member of Boogie Box High, and they had a hit with a cover of the Jive Talking, which was by the Bee Gees. And as well as David Austin in Boogie Box High, they also included George Michael, Nick Haywood, the Style Council's pianist Mick Talbert, Wham bassist Dion Estes, and George Michael's cousin Andros Georgiou. Wow, kind of a little bit of a supergroup then, weren't they? Anyway, Shake by Andrew Ridgeley is track number 2 on his solo album, Son of Albert, which I think I still have at home on CD somewhere. Anyway, before we do who's celebrating their birthday today, let's do clue number 2 in this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, as a reminder, clue number 1 was she was born Angela Trimble in Miami, Florida in 1945. Okay, here's clue number 2. This might put you more on the right track if you haven't worked it out yet. So for 50 points, here's clue number 2. Her first hit was with her band in 1978. It reached number 2 and was kept off number 1 by Kate Bush and Wuthering Heights. So that's for 50 points. Any closer to guessing who it is. Okay, now, next up, we're going to play someone who's celebrating their birthday today.
Yeah.
That was Faith No More and From Out of Nowhere. And we played that because it's lead singer Mike Patton. It's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Mike. You know, that was their third single release when it came out in 1990. And it peaked at number 23 in the charts, giving them their biggest hit at that time. It was also the first single to feature Mike Patton on vocals after he replaced Chuck Mosley. The song is taken from their third album, The Real Thing. Okay, I'm going to give you the final clue to our Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
Okay, I'll recap the first two clues just to give you a bit of a chance. So, clue number one for 100 points. She was born Angela Trimble in Miami, Florida in 1945. Okay, clue number two for 50 points. Her first hit was with her band, was in 1978 and was kept off number one by Kate Bush and Wuthering Heights. That was for 50 points. For 10 points, and I still think it's a little bit tough to be honest, the band that she's the lead singer of played at Glastonbury last year. They've had five number ones in the 1970s and 80s. Then in the 1990s, they had a bit of a comeback and had their final number one in 1999. So that is for 10 points. Do you know who it is? Right, let's do our final birthday. And this is someone who's celebrating their birthday. Where is it? Let's have a look. Can't remember. Let me just check. They're celebrating their birthday on the 29th, which is on Monday.
The past is deep in shame.
That was Aztec Camera featuring The Clash's Mick Jones and Good Morning Britain. And we played that because singer Roddy Frame, it's his birthday on Monday. So happy birthday for Monday, Roddy Frame. I mean, it's just such a good record, isn't it? It was released in 1919. It only just about snuck into the top 20 because it peaked at number 19. It's really good, though, isn't it? I haven't heard that for ages. You know what? I'm going to listen to it again when I get home. I genuinely am. Anyway, our birthday boy wrote that record, and you might have picked up on the line, 10 long years, and we've still got her, which is, in fact, a reference to Margaret Thatcher. OK, it's time to give you the answer.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
OK, so clue number one for 100 points was born Angela Trimble in Miami, Florida in 1945. Clue number two for 50 points. Her first hit was with her band, was in 1978 and was kept off number one by Kate Bush and Wuthering Heights. And clue number three for 10 points. The band played at Glastonbury last year. They had five number ones in the 70s and 80s, and then their final number one came in 1999 after a bit of a comeback. Did you guess who it was? It's Debbie Harry of Blondie. Very well done if you got it.
She moves like she don't care. Smooth as silk, cool as air. Ooh, it makes you wanna cry. She doesn't know your name, and your heart beats like a subway train. Don't you wanna take her?
There we are. The answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. It was Debbie Harry. The group was Blondie and that track was Maria. Do you know, that was, as I mentioned earlier in the clues, I suppose, there was a bit of a comeback song for Blondie. It was it made it all the way to number one in 1999, and it was the first new music they'd released as a single since 1982, War Child. It was written by keyboardist Jimmy Destri. It was the first song, the song also made it to number one in Greece, Poland and Spain. So how about that? What a comeback that was. That's how you do a comeback, isn't it? Okay, don't forget that Andy is up next at 8 o'clock with his boogie nights, and we all know what boogie nights are, don't we? That's right, they are the best in town. And here he is to tell us all about it.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
That's right, not long to wait now before Mandy, that's me, hands over to Andy, that's him. So Mandy, handing over to Andy Furno, the nicest guy in radio at 8 o'clock this evening. And that is just about it from me, which means it's time to say so long with the long song. And this week's long song comes in at an eye-wateringly long time of 9 minutes and 15 seconds. It is, of course, All Around the World by Oasis, and it made it all the way to number one in 1998. So thank you so much for listening. I really hope you've enjoyed the music this evening. Don't forget, Andy is up next, so please do stay tuned for Boogie Nights because they are the best in town. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the weekend, rest of your weekend, and please stay safe. And if you can't stay safe, stay sexy.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.